Big 8 CKLW. All hits, all the time.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my lovin' on the run. Ooh, baby, I sure show you a good time. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. No, don't worry, mama, cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey.
The Big 8, CKLW. Playing exactly what you want and nothing else, buddy. The numbers you tell us about in Windsor, 258-8000. And Detroit, 298-8822. Miss Slick, the air pain, is the White Rabbit.
Alice.
White Rabbit, it's 207, and this is Fat Holiday Pants Galore. It's just getting a giant shipment of blue denims and jeans in all sizes and styles at the lowest prices in town. Pants Galore, have they got blue denims for you?
It's the morning of your life.
We've got something very special for you. It's the CKLW Bridal Fair, February 16th and 17th at the Community Arts Building at the State Fairgrounds. It's all about love and marriage, with prizes, displays, fashion shows, everything for the bride-to-be.
It's the morning.
If you're a new bride or a bride-to-be, don't miss Bridal Fair, coming soon.
CKLW.
I will serenade you all along the way. I will serenade you.
Behind not so long ago.
United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottomland of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. I was there. I saw it. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it is the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, warmongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you will find men on the moon, not once, but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals, and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They are here on our streets, most of them, unless they are breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, the hell with the rest of the world? Let someone else buy the Israel bonds. Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France, Germany, and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both are still broke. I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone. And I'm one Canadian who's damned tired of hearing them kicked around. They will come out of this thing with their flag high. And when they do, they are entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these, but there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters have taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
The Big 8, CKLW, getting high on the Rocky Mountains, way down Denver does. Mommy, this is your song, you called for it, it's yours.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday. First came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Sky.
left a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake.
Peace and love.
Joni Mitchell, and I was raised on robbery.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion, he was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the Maple Leafs. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves.
Up to 52 minutes of hit music an hour, and the point insistence to it, more could you ask for?
problems and iron out our quarrels and try to live as brothers. And try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect the women of the world. Remember, you all had mothers. We gotta
make this land better land than the world in which we live.
And we gotta help each man be a better man with the kindness that we give.
I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know darn well. We can work it out. Yes, we can. I know we can. Can.
If we
can, can. Or why can't we? If we want it, yes, we can.
I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Gosh, you're right.
Yes, we can. I know we can.
We can make it all.
Yes, we can. I know we can.
Oh,
can.
Yeah, we
can
make
can.
It all.
Can.
Oh,
can.
Oh,
yes, we can.
Only
can.
Try.
Yes, we can. I know
yeah.
we can.
Yeah, we can.
Can.
Make
can.
It all. People come together and we pick up the band and rock it up and rock it up. Oh,
about burning the phone off. From Rochester with this song, Paul Anker. Let me get to know you, baby.
Let me get to know you. Help me.
Hudson, CKLW 2020 News, Windsor and Detroit, two border cities, each now looking back on 1973 and the crimes committed. Detroit recoiling from another record year for homicides. The Motor City murder meters climb to an all-time high of 751. Police Commissioner Jerry Tenyon.
I think that indicates that we have a very serious problem, and I don't think I state anything that any of you haven't realized already. And I think that we've got to figure out some new ways of addressing ourselves to that homicide problem.
Windsor's recorded a lot of murders, too. Well, a lot for Windsor.
This year we have had four murders, or homicides, whichever term you want to use. And we had the same thing last year. In 1972, we had four. And I think we may get through the day all right, and so we'll have the same figure that we had last year.
Tenyon has his reasons for the ridiculously high Detroit murder rate.
One of the root causes, which I intend to do something about in the months to come, is the extreme accessibility of pistols. And when you talk about robberies, you also then have to look at the use of the pistol in the robbery. And it is by far the most common weapon used in robberies.
Windsor Police Chief Gord Preston seems to agree when it comes to murders, guns are the problem.
There aren't any more, apart from security people, there aren't a dozen people in this city that have permits to carry guns. So that this is where you can curtail it, as against the people in Detroit who appear to be able to carry guns and have them in their cars at all times.
Detroit police asking the assistance of Big 8 listeners in locating a 25-year-old mentally retarded woman last seen in the area of Detroit General Hospital. Daisy Robinson has the mentality of an 8-year-old. She's been missing since last night.
described as 5'5", 180 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. She walks with a limp and is wearing a large brown coat with a fur collar. If you know the whereabouts of this woman or if you've seen her, contact the Detroit Police Department or the CKLW hotlines immediately. 1973 all but over. There is one thing that is sure, however. There's one fellow out there hoping for a better 1974. He's Richard Nixon.
1973 has possibly been the worst year of Richard Nixon's life. It saw his presidential popularity and personal credibility plummet. And pure hell is Mr. Nixon's own description of what the year's Watergate revelations alone put him through. 1973 saw other major presidential problems. Among them, continuing high inflation, rising unemployment, predictions of a nearing recession, the energy crisis, another Mideast war, and the apparent disintegration of the Vietnam Peace Agreement.
It's election day today in Israel. It's all peaceful so far, but the Golda Meir government is facing its toughest test yet at the polls.
Mrs. Meir and her government have campaigned on a platform of peace with the Arabs through territorial concessions at the Geneva Middle East talks. The major opposition is a four-party right-wing bloc known as Likud that says the government has been too soft in its negotiations with the Arabs. Mrs. Meir has said her government would give back to Egypt parts of the Sinai Peninsula and is willing to negotiate further concessions. Likud leader Menachem Begin says Israel should not give back an inch of land until the Arabs spell out their peace intentions toward Israel and put them into practice.
You're feeling the energy crunch here in North America, but the crisis is doing its dirtiest work so far in England. It's down to a three-day work week there for British industry.
The national newspaper, The Sun, probably summed it up best with its final headline for 1973, A Happy New Doomsday. Without the three-day work week, according to one cabinet minister, the minister responsible for taking care of Britain's energy crisis, this country would face catastrophe. The three-day work week means massive layoffs. There are official predictions today that Britain's slightly more than 500,000 unemployed could be swelled by another 500,000 by the end of this week.
If news happens near you, it's news to us, and we want to know about it. Give us the information on the hotlines when you see it happen. We man the telephones 24 hours a day at 254-CKLW in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit. We offer cash each week and $1,000 for the biggest story we hear each year. CKLW News Time 244.
Never been a millionaire.
Rod Stewart, never a dull moment.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari.
The Beach Boys and Surfing Safari. The Isley Brothers. Brother, brother, brother. Jerry Lee Lewis, The Session. Brewer and Shipley, Rural Space. All these stereo LPs on sale for just $1.86. Where? At Kmart. Stereo 8-track tapes like The Dionne Warwick Story, The Partridge Family. Stereo 8-track tapes for just $2.88. There's more. Artists like Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, The Osmonds, and Billy Preston. They're all on sale at Kmart. Stereo LPs, just $1.86. Stereo tapes, just $2.88. On sale till the year ends on Monday. Kmart for LPs and tapes. It all happens at Kmart.
CKLW In-Depth Report. Robert Goulet has made performing a profession and done it well. The secret of his success might be that he doesn't consider it work. He enjoys what he's doing.
It's been my way of life. Look, this is what I am. I'm a performer. I'm very fortunate that I've been lucky enough to do what I've been doing because I'm not that talented, but people don't know that, so we fool them a lot. But I enjoy it. I'm getting better at it, and I hope to continue to get better at it. And I thank God that he's allowed me to live this way and treat my family as well as I've been able to.
Goulet plays many of the casinos in Vegas, but the veteran seldom wanders far from the nightclub atmosphere. He thinks the big trick might be audience control.
People come literally not just to drink and eat, but they come to hear you perform, don't they? They pay their ticket to come to see you perform, so therefore they're riveted to you and you have their attention fully. And when you start fooling around with an audience like that and somebody talks back to you, you can have a ball. I fool around a lot of the time, and when it comes time for me to get serious, usually they become serious with me. Sometimes we're laughing so much that we can't get serious. And I cancel the serious songs because I ain't going to do it. You know, I just stop the music sometimes, just talk to people and have a ball. It's so much better in a nightclub, of course, to go into the audience because you can move anywhere you want. Here in this theater, unfortunately, I only have the front row and a couple of the aisles. I can't go in the middle of the theater. There's no light, for one thing. But I enjoy it, and we find some strange people sometimes and get a couple of laughs, you know.
CKLW In-Depth Report.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Desire.
Called A Teenager in Love by Deanna and the Belmonts. It's the 50s all over again with this timeless collection, 60 favorite hits on a deluxe 4-album set. Fall in love again to the sound of A Teenager in Love. A dynamite package from Deanna and the Belmonts. Here's how to get yours.
Call 778-3102 or write to Deanna and the Belmonts, CKLW Radio, Windsor, Ontario, or Box 8, Detroit, Michigan. Pay the postman $9.95 for the records or $16.95 for tapes. COD charges are extra. Money-back guarantee from Jukebox Records. That number again, 778-3102. When the party's over and you've had too much to drink, reach for a phone instead of your keys. Call a cab. Motor City weather, cloudy and cold with flurries through Tuesday. High today, 25. Tonight's low, 4 above. High tomorrow, 19. The current temperature, 23 degrees. Sarnia, 21. Cleveland, 30. Toledo, 20. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. Now, more hit music with Pat Holliday.
saying it right now. Windsor, 258,000. Hey, Detroit, 298-8822. It's Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them.
C-K-L-W from the album Under the Influence of Love Unlimited. It's the Love Unlimited Rock and Stand, the Love Steve.
Thank you. tomorrow. Next year.
It's actually strange to say that. I'll see you next year.
Brother Will Gable is next. If you're after that, you're going to get tanked. Drive a little careful. I hate people who preach at you, but don't get wasted tonight, all right? I'll see you tomorrow. 12 o'clock.
Bye, all.
All the time.